Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rose till I hiccup. I hit the stage and leave with money that's a sticker. She picture perfect, so I told him I'm a flicker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
It's Brandon K. Jones. How y'all doing?
Oh, so today we're going to talk about Michael B. Jordan's Amazon Primes.
Without remorse.
Holy shit.
All right, what you think about it, man? Go ahead. What
you man, you talking about Killmonger, bro? I'm going to just start off there. It's one of those. If you've watched Black Panther, if you are a fan, so I'm pretty sure you watch Black Panther.
Yeah, I seen it. Oh, yeah, watch.
So one thing about Without Remorse, it was basically him seeking justice, right? It was him seeking justice for his murdered pregnant wife. This nigga was a Navy SEAL captain, I think. Was he the captain? I'm pretty sure he was captain.
I think he was right under the general. I think like the number 2 in command.
Yeah. And then he retired or some shit like that. Then one of his squad members.
He was going to leave. Mm-hmm. And he was going off to be with the wife. You know, he could do like private security and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then the wife wound up getting killed. If you ever seen A Man Apart, picture some of that in this. That's what this kind of remind me of, with the wife dying, me wanting revenge. Mm-hmm. Difference is, Michael B. Jordan went about it in a more grittier way.
Grittier?
In a different way.
Grittier? I wouldn't even say that's a grittier. That nigga was a savage.
Yeah,
that nigga walked up like he was Cocoa from Pocahontas and said, "You a bitch ass nigga on God."
Hey, when he got in that car with the fire around there, I was like,
"Nigga, I felt motherfucking hairs like, stand up."
And so I really felt the connection to the movie when after the wife died and he went back home right before he did the fire scene in the car. When he went back home and just saw how beat down the house was, and he just started like he broke it down, started crying, and then he got mad. Mm-hmm. I connected to that. Cause I'm like it, like the movie felt like it was me, like how I would react if something like that happened to me.
Because
that train.
Everything didn't line up, and I feel like as a black man, you felt so you knew this was you knew who was here already. So when we went into this building, you knew that they were there. Mm-hmm. How the fuck do you have all this information? Why don't I know? Why didn't I get all the information prior to me sending my squad out here to do this mission?
You sure said it was Serbians in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I lost somebody today. I don't lose people. And it's because you had information. Well, it is what it is. We found out.
Hey, you know, I thought it was bro the whole time, though.
What? That was the bad
Ritter, whatever the boy name is. No. I thought it was him the whole time. But then you know who I knew it was when he showed up?
Who?
Guy Pearce. Every time that motherfucker show up in the movie. Every time he show up in the movie, he did it. Ever since Lawless, he done did it.
Okay. See.
What?
So my thing is about this movie, right? Mm-hmm. The man was downstairs. He had some good ass headphones. Let's just throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good ass headphones. Stuff they downstairs on that. The fact that power went out.
The fact he noticed the power went out.
He noticed when everything stopped charging and everything because he was vibing.
But then I'm like, what type of cheap ass computer you got that just went out and didn't? You know what I mean? Because the power wasn't out for no damn 3 hours.
You think you're too technical.
I'm just saying.
I felt what you just
because,
said.
Because that was. Right. That was. Right?
You keep your shit on charge.
Right? Juice in your
damn. How your Navy said with that cheap ass computer?
Not right. He could have been saying that. I can't hear some shit. You know, maybe I ain't connected to the internet or something. Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm like, yo, she just powered off.
How the fuck you got noise cancellation headphones with a cheap ass motherfucking laptop?
Well, you see that house? You got a couple dollars.
Right.
I'm like, I seen the house.
I'm pretty sure that was an Acer. So,
But yeah, no, I thought it was written.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. I thought this nigga was immortal. How he got hit with that bullet, though, and was fine for a little
bit. Which bullet? Because he got hit with 3 of them.
The first bullet, I was like, this nigga just. He don't feel that shit. He just gonna keep shooting these niggas.
He felt the ones in his stomach, though.
He felt that second one. That second, third one it hit.
That motherfucker laid his ass down.
But he got him, though.
He did. No, bro. Bro left.
He got up. But he shot him, bro. You can't say a nigga didn't get hit, bro.
Oh, no. He got popped.
You make it seem like the nigga took the L at the end, bro. He didn't take the L at the end, bro. Bro got hit, too. He just got up. I had more bullets in me before I met you, bro. And you went down, bro. I had 3, right? I had 3 you had.
No, nigga, you gave me the 3.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, bro. He shot, gave him the 3.
3 of them?
Yeah.
He shot him 3 times. I know that nigga got shot before that, though.
No, bro. No.
So none of the other niggas.
No, he popped all the rest of them. Victor got him. Victor popped his ass in the shoulder. He kept shooting at Victor, and Victor popped his ass twice in the stomach. And then Victor got up and was able to manage to leave. Like, but hey, Victor was hurt. Victor was hurt like a motherfucker.
Man, look.
The only reason why Victor didn't kill him because Victor had had no bullets. Right.
That was a blessing right there.
Yeah, because I'm like, he was out. If Victor wouldn't have shot the goddamn the people that many, his wife that many times.
And I'm a survivor.
And he walked in and just popped her ass up. Yeah, he was a survivor without remorse.
You stupid as hell. I ain't gonna lie. The fact that what he did to get who cleared their passports.
But no, Karen. His friend was with her though. Like she came and brought him the information.
I can get in trouble for this.
I can go to jail for
John,
this.
John, I can get in trouble for this.
Yeah, talking about.
I can get court martial for this, John.
But I really thought it was Ritter. Like for a sec, because Ritter
he played his role.
He would tell information. That's what got me.
His aura in the whole movie felt antagonist.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're a weasel, you fucking little finger bitch.
Until you saw him when they was in the shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you kind of saw.
His true nature came out like, what the fuck?
Talking about, nah, bro, I'm with you. I ain't set you up, player.
You tell why? Because the fact that motherfucker set a whole motherfucker car on fire and got in a car and was literally about to explode, threatening a nigga. And you heard about it, too, because you like, I don't think he should be here. You didn't think what? Nothing.
First of all, bro did it at the airport. Yeah. Wait, let's back up. First of all, bro called the police and had them pull over the guard car and then went and hit the other one with a tow truck,
bro.
In front of all the police and everybody, bro. Waiting out there, set it on fire, got in the car, shot buddy in the kneecap, told his ass, started talking, he ain't say nothing, shot him in the shoulder, punctured the lung, and told him, said, I'll make it quick if you give me a name. Either way it goes, you're going to die. But I'll make it quick. Popped his ass in the face and got out. And then went to jail and beat the hell out the guards.
Yep.
Hey, but that was smooth. Like, that's it. But that was another scene. Like, what I like about Michael B. Jordan is that he's able to deliver certain emotions.
Quickly.
And make certain scenes pop.
Decisively.
Like, he really is. Like, it's...
Expressive.
It's one of those where I would like to see him in more dramatic roles. Like, I remember Fruitvale Station.
I like Killmonger.
You can go back to
I like Killmonger.
I need
because the thing is his actions, because it's the angry black man portrayal, right? Mm. If I could show you a justify and make the reason why you made him feel so inhumane, you killed my pregnant wife, and I retired from the military. You know how many veterans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the fuck you are classifying.
Yeah.
Felt that. You killed. I didn't come for you. I didn't do anything. I did my fucking job and went home. To be a father. To be a husband. What? And I come home to this bullshit? Matter of fact, I'm at home. Somebody come in my house. In my place of living.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that. But
and killed my pregnant wife.
But at the same time.
Titles matter.
At the same time. You went into somebody else's house and did something, and they led back home.
This is my job.
You ate, and now they doing this.
This is my job.
That's why they came to your house. They doing their job.
It's not my problem.
It became your damn problem when you got shot three times and you lost your wife and your kid.
You see that? I'm an American.
Yeah.
See that moment? You see the patriotic bullshit come out real quick? Yeah,
you keep American. That shit.
It's one of those.
Hey, but no. So, because he did bring that part up, though. He was like, I'm done fighting for a country that don't have my damn back. Like, they want me to fight everything on their terms and do everything for them.
I
want to
do everything on my terms.
But now that my wife is there, they're going to just say, fuck the investigation. Fuck me. Leave me out here. I'm a felon. Oh, fuck me and all that shit. No, I'm done fighting for them. Why the fuck would I fight for them who don't got my back? So, fuck this country. I felt that.
That was some real.
I felt that because so
all I want is love from my country.
And because when I saw that, I didn't necessarily see it as
representation of black American in society.
So I saw it as that.
Okay.
From the black perspective, but then I also saw it from the military perspective too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though excuse me, even though I'm not in the military,
mm-hmm.
I saw the fact of the country don't treat the military how they should be when they come back too.
Facts.
So I'm like,
because I've definitely seen a couple of homeless military people.
Right. So I'm
that
like,
served, not reserved, served like.
Was straight up in there, no National Guard, no bullshit. They was all the way deployments. In the shit. So I'm like, but just hearing that line and that statement, it to me it hit from both different parts, and I'm like, it was really powerful for me on that aspect. And I'm like,
Yeah, no. Why the fuck do they want us to break our back for a country that don't want to break their back for us?
They created a monster.
And now they can't deal with it.
And then the one thing that make him not a monster is gone.
Yep.
So guess what?
I might as well be the fucking monster.
I'm going to be the monster you made me to be. Since you don't want to help me.
I'm going to be the Grim Reaper. Fuck it. I told my girl, I said, look, I ain't going to lie to you. If that was me in that situation, or even in real life, like now, I told her, I said that I will make the world feel it. I'm like,
that's why when he crashed that car,
I will make this bitch shake.
Put all that shit on fire and came in the car with you. When he came in the car, bro,
I knew he ain't getting no fucks. Zero.
I didn't fear this man at first. But when you need to understand, he put somebody in hell, then stepped in hell himself.
And said, what's up? How you doing?
Give me my answer or the devil won't even hear your voice.
Let's have a conversation. Fuck the fire. Fuck how hot this car getting. What? Fuck the glass breaking. Fuck all this shit. What? We gonna talk.
Bro. And
you gonna be in pain until we get done talking.
Bro.
Then he drowned himself. Twice. When he went to get the gear in the back of the plane. Mm-hmm. And then when he took out Guy Pearce at the end, he crashed.
Okay, first and foremost, that would never happen. In real life, that would never happen.
Which part?
Kidnapping the Secretary of Defense?
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
Not in this America.
I can't say it won't happen.
Not in this America. I'm gonna let that be clear.
I can say it'd be very hard. Very hard. Very hard.
The only person I know that can do some shit like that. Oh, yeah. I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world.
Can't possibly. Carmen Sandiego can do it.
Maybe.
Can't nobody find her.
Yeah, right. Because in my mind, I'm like, bro, he met the secretary of
in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, bro. He beat up the
choked
secretary.
Choked him out.
And then got
hog-tied him.
And put him in a car, bro.
And drove down the street and like, ain't shit happened.
I know the Capitol riot happened and shit like that, but nobody got kidnapped, bro. That's impossible. Not with our government.
Well, wait, we thought the damn riot wasn't possible, but that motherfucker happened too. So shit,
you know,
we might have to take certain things.
You know,
out
they
of
said certain people organized that within Congress.
So we saying this can't be organized? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So right. That's
if it's
why
possible,
I say
it's possible.
It's really, really hard. Is what I'm gonna say.
That's why I'm like it's. The reason I say it's impossible because I know it never would just happen.
It's highly improbable. Hey, we thought the riot wasn't going to happen. So everything's highly improbable.
It would be
now.
Impossible if we just.
It's all improbable now.
It's possible now. Everything's possible until it's made from impossible.
So, right now we are improbable. Now, it's improbable to kidnap the Secretary of Defense like that.
Bro, he walked up on this thing and just tried
to. And choked him out.
And tried to. Why'd you make me do it?
Matter of fact, he got him to telling himself. Matter of fact, he got him to telling himself.
And recorded it too. He was about to commit suicide until Shorty came and got him.
Yeah. It's hard to not want to at that point in time because you feel like you just lost your whole world.
It'll continue.
Like, you lost.
It will continue.
That's what people say.
If you've been in the dark, you understand only the person that stares you.
Yeah. But it's good to know you got that person on the other side at that point in time.
I know.
So I'm like, he lost his whole world. So it's I can see him feeling that way. Now I tell everybody, can I kill myself? I can't do that. I like myself too much. I'm sorry.
I love myself way more than I love you. And I've thought about killing myself.
Kanye, I felt that. Yay.
But the one thing about what I remorse that I did, like, it just the beginning of it is questioning the whole mission. And it built up to that, right? Because it didn't make no sense because they gave us the same information they gave him. Mm-hmm. As we're going to do this mission, a lot of things going on. I understand this is a military operation. And with that being said, you don't know all the intel. Mm. But it's the question at the end. You knew what the fuck was in here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was the big curse for him to retire. You see what I mean?
Because of the fact that he knew some bullshit could happen.
Yeah.
And that he like it's about that. It was that mission, like you said. That first one is that
you realize you went in blind and you lost someone. Now you got to think of your wife that's pregnant.
Cause you go in and blind again.
No,
like how many other times? Wait, yeah, but, and that's the thing. How many times are they gonna send me in blind?
You've been in blind a lot. Until
what happened? The CIA popped their ass up. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Come bro from the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So then it become how many other missions had the CIA authorized that I just happened to be inside of. Right. You know what I mean? And what's all the dirt that I done did?
They wanted you to keep going.
until this shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to wake up and say,
and you remember they squad members started getting killed.
Mm-hmm. Started chopping their asses off. And when I saw that, I was, that's a little weird. I'm like, so they coming after the whole unit. Mm-hmm. I'm like the CIA trying to clean up that shit.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Government's doing government shit instead of, oh, the Russians are coming for you.
Because I'm like, it's so, but that's where it started to get me, especially at the beginning when you had the Serbians, who were supposed to be Serbian, but they were Russians. I'm like, so then once you get to, oh, now the Russian killing niggas at home.
I was you, John.
I'm like, so the Russians have popped up in America and popped them motherfuckers and brawled it. Dude, they shot somebody in traffic. Where the fuck did the van go?
Impossible. It vanished.
Mike, in traffic?
I was you, John.
In traffic?
I was you, John. Kiss We're just ass. On the opposite side, John.
We both pawns. I'm just over here. You over there. We were meant to be here.
I know why you're here, John.
I'm going to blow up with you.
This nigga literally put... Imagine some... You literally was the devil's sword, bro. You walked the door. Hello, John.
But the worst part is, though, the devil tried to throw away the sword and the sheath at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, yeah, we let them fight each other. They can take each other out. Yep. I can wash my hands.
That's fucked up, too.
Yeah, right?
That was the fucked
that's
up moment.
That's what it was. That's literally what, and that's what he realized when he got there. He was.
Yep. Go on without me. Go on. The squad must go on.
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. At first, I thought he was gonna die in Russia. I was like, if he died here, I'm gonna turn this shit off.
Why? You die a hero. What was that Batman quote?
No. You don't die a hero. You a felon.
I'm a hero.
That's why he said that. I'm a felon. I'm not a soldier no more.
I hear what you're saying.
I know you do. What is it?
I hear what you're saying. I'm a fucking hero.
But that's no. No. He even said it. He said, I'm a felon. I'm not a soldier. Yes. I can die here. You can't.
Man, look.
Because they can disavow me. I'm not. I've already been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They've already hit my books. You not. No, nigga. He was a felon.
He's a fucking
He's
an American hero.
He's a hero to the seven people who he saved. Yeah. Not nobody else.
Listen, he's an American hero.
They don't know that.
He's a veteran.
American don't know that. They don't even know that. He a felon.
We can get him a new name.
Felon. They did.
They can expunge his record.
What they gave him? John.
Who the fuck gonna look up his record?
What the fuck with it? John stupid shit?
Everybody's dead anyway.
Except Ritter.
That's the crazy part. and he started fucking with him after that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just feel like a snake, nigga. That's annoying.
Right? Helped him change his name, gave me all the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Helped me get the other motherfucker.
We can say we didn't acquire any of this.
You died. You never made it back. But with you in the background, you could do all the dirty work for it. Thank you. And then we can wash our hands with it like we don't know you again.
Yep. See, that's why we like shit like that.
But wait, at least he knew it coming. At least he know now, so he can prep for it.
Yeah, you can't let my fuck shit.
All right, cause he on the backside now, so he the one doing it, so he can prep better. Like, so if they make another one of those, I'll be cool.
So you'll be down for it without remorse too.
Yeah, I just gotta figure out what the fuck the plot gonna be. Exactly. You said you just stop right there, kind of like hit a wall.
Because I really be pondering, right? And when I mean pondering about sequels, right?
Mm-hmm,
the first
mm-hmm.
thing that think in my mind is it worthy of the writing of a sequel. Right,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It deserved a sequel,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But
what we gonna
if go? You fuck up this writing at all, you just wasted my fucking time and my money.
True shit.
I have faith enough for you to do it, but I'm gonna need to see that script.
But I think the reason why you really feel that way is because the movie itself didn't leave you nothing to hang on mm-hmm. to look for something.
So now I gotta fill this void.
Exactly. I think you got that in the other movies that we mm-hmm. talked about in the earlier podcast.
I need
that,
inklings.
That it has something to give you to where I can latch on to that for another one. This one ain't give you that.
Right, because this one, my pregnant wife did. Okay, la-di-da-di-da.
Now, if the Secretary of Defense would have made it out, then yes. Mm-hmm. Then you would have had something to go after.
Mm-hmm. But John Wick.
I don't have nothing to go after Zero. For the fact that, yeah.
So what are we going
to
start the storyline after this?
See, right, now you can go to a prequel. You can go to who
no,
I was.
No, don't do no prequel. You're just doing prequel. I'm so against prequels. So for the viewers out there, me and him has discussed it many times that the requirements for a prequel, you need to have movies.
These are his requirements.
Three movies.
I feel like if it's good, if the movie is really good, mm-hmm. then you can sometime do a prequel.
Okay.
So on this one, I'm going to say.
It deserves a sequel.
It can do a sequel.
Good. I like how you threw the could in there. See where
it could possibly do a sequel. It can do a sequel. It can stop right here.
It could.
It could be a one.
I'll
and
be
done.
Fine with that too.
It could be a one and done. That's how I feel like Jack Reacher should have been. But we'll talk about that another day. I feel like that. But yeah, But I'm like, it could be a
Tom Cruise.
It could be a one and done. It can be it can stay where it's at. Or if they can really find something to latch on to, you can
make something up. Like how they did Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
Now they about to make a lot more than bitches because with the kid though.
Because they found shit to latch on to.
And it's cheaper.
They ain't gotta pay them as much. Mm-hmm. And you can pay Martin and Will a lot less just to be featured in them.
Yep. Just a little quick little 10, 15 minutes. Hey, what up, son?
Yep. Two, 3 day filming, week tops.
It'd be done.
Yeah. I'm like, but it make a lot of sense though. I'm like, again, you got something to latch on to. So I'm like, well, without a remorse, it can do the prequel. I don't think it will. And the only reason why I say it can do a prequel because that'll give you something to latch on to at the same time, because you could build up how he was in the military and what.
So you just want to have a military prequel series?
You can.
You and these prequels. I don't understand the purpose of the prequels. Like, I'm a. That's why I'm like, I feel like it's a documentary, you know? Everything's a documentary. That's why with Underworld, when I watched Underworld 1, 2, and 3, he was like, damn, the Lycans been getting their ass beat the fuck up. The vampires has been fucking some shit up. We learned about William. We learned about the Order. We learned about how everything
was
run.
Have you seen all Underworld?
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they brought the prequel, I was like, this is a documentary for the Lycans.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that. I don't know. I just sometimes feel like certain things deserve a prequel. You're right. It would really just be a military movie.
Right. But, and I feel like it won't have as much substance, you know?
I don't think it will, but like I say, it gives you something to latch. It is something you can latch on to.
Right.
I would like a sequel, but I don't know where the fuck you would go. That's my only issue. So, personally,
it depends on the writer.
Personally, leave it where it is. Just stop.
Because that's what they're doing, like with Power and Raising Kanan.
Okay, we're not even going to talk about that shit.
Oh, I went there.
Yeah, you can go there. I don't give a fuck about that. I didn't finish Power.
Oh, shit.
I found out what happened after the little girl died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, somebody else shot somebody and then Ghost fucking died. So, none of that shit.
That's why they critics, right? Surf said he didn't like Game of Thrones. This nigga said he didn't like Power. I'm like, oh.
No, I said I didn't finish Power. I didn't say I didn't like Power.
Oh, okay. You do like Power. Cool. That's all.
I just stopped.
You're not fucked up like DJ Surf. Okay, cool.
But I did like, I like Game of Thrones, though.
Yeah, right. He was over there. Just,
except fucking season 8 back half.
Okay, I understand.
Everybody understand that,
right?
Everybody
knows. You're not
that.
Wrong.
I feel like that's
a natural consensus.
100%. You know, everybody I've talked to has become season. Honestly, like we said, should have stopped after the White Walker King died, because I feel like they cheated him. Mm-hmm. Like all that build up for that piece. That's a whole other podcast. We'll do that another day. Without more,
we can do a whole 2 hour podcast about Game of Thrones.
We really
what
could.
Went right
we
and really what went
could.
Wrong.
Because we can talk about the Red Wedding for about 30-45 minutes. That was the shit.
Which one of you was a archer, a master archer at 10? Keep trying, Brian.
Boy, she sliced the motherfucking neck, and then they took her ass out, and I was. Yep. But anyway, we gonna move that a little more.
So I'll give it a 9.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it 8.5, 9.
I'm a Michael B. Jordan fan now.
It can carry. I was a fan of his after Creed.
Now.
Yeah. I like Creed. You think Creed too? Oh, yeah. You fucking up. So, and the reason why I say that is because it gives you some of your Killmonger is with the action and the fighting, because the boxing is really, really good in there.
Okay.
But it also gives a little bit of that fruit build to where he gets to show a more dramatic side at the same time, too.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
I'm like,
one and two.
Creed one and two is two get deep.
Two is better than one?
Yes. He had a daughter. And he get deeper because he's in the grips of fatherhood and whatnot. So,
okay.
Yeah, I like them both, though. But no, okay. Michael B. Jordan, fantastic actor.
Hey, shout out to Lauren, bro.
Lauren.
I'm glad you got back in.
I was about to say, it was fantastic to see you back on screen.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for that.
I had to do it.
Yeah. But,
had to do it.
But, like I say, it's one of those. It was really good to see you back on screen. It was fantastic. And to see you in a nice little role. Like, you wasn't on there for too long, but you got a nice little strong role to it. We got to see your face and everything. So yeah. I fucked with it. But to see little Hardball, that's what I was. I'm like, bro, came from Hardball.
He's so damn rude.
He came Hardball with it. Like, no, like the growth that he's had is fantastic.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Like,
phenomenal.
You was in Hardball.
I'm pretty sure he got a deal with, I think, Coach.
Oh.
And anime.
Yeah, because he do the Naruto stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm too broke about it.
I am too, but we can talk about Naruto though. We have a meet. We can talk about that.
For real.
Talk about
real.
Anime and whatnot. Demon Slayer. We can get some conversations in.
Man, that would be a good combo, right?
Wouldn't
there.
It though? One day.
One of these days.
One day.
Well,
but yeah, no. Strong. Strong 8.59.
Nine.
I'm watching again.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I have no problem watching it again.
Honestly, I might watch it in the next few days just to have it on while I'm playing 2K or something.
Because that shit was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prime Video's been.
They coming. They trying to come.
Slowly, but surely. That's why the MGM deal is kind of interesting.
Who got an MGM deal?
Oh, you didn't know Amazon bought MGM?
Ooh, that's a good move.
I'm not playing catch up with you bitch ass.
That's a good move.
I'm going to buy some shit and tell y'all some hoes.
That's
like
right. That's a good move. That's a good move. Because they can't get Universal.
You're right.
And Paramount already make a move by themselves.
Right.
So, that's a good move. I think Paramount with CBS, I think, now.
That's why I need to check out the Paramount. I do.
I think I got that.
I'm pretty sure it comes free with Xfinity. Low key.
Maybe. Talking about the cable? The cable?
Yeah, internet provider. Get cable no more.
Oh, well.
That's for rich people.
Well, let me know if it do, because I got the cable.
I'm poor and gangbanging with it. Like, what?
I got the internet. I don't got the cable. So
oh, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the internet. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this podcast episode here. just follow us on our social media handles.
Instagram. Spotify.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We're on any of your major podcasts.
You know you want to come hear us, so come listen.
And we gone.
See you.